Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusalbi. Samer, it's your birthday!
Wee! Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm actually now full of regret that I just said wee on this recording, but here we are. We'll do it over. It's definitely not going to go on the recording, right?
No. I would never do that, right? When we edit this, I edit out all the embarrassing stuff, including you just shouting we about your birthday. It's not exactly your birthday, but this is pretty close, and this will be all you. This is your birthday mix.
Yeah, I really like that we have this tradition. This has been fun. Although it's getting more difficult, at least it was for me this year, because there's a lot of good music. B, you know, I can't remember what I did the first time for my birthday mix, but the second one was like definitely kind of more moody alt kind of music. And I was like, I can't just keep doing more of that. And so that's why I was really tripped up as what to do this year. And then I just felt inspired because lately I've been listening to a lot of music that I used to play video games to, like in high school and in college, which tends to be, you know, I feel like if Jen was here, she'd probably accuse this of being a very testosterone fueled mix, which she's not wrong if she thinks that. So yes, that's kind of the mix that I went with. It's just like a throwback mix for me, got some fun memories attached to it, and very much how I spent a lot of my youthful years. So
yeah, this was great because a lot of these songs line up to where, I don't know, I think I was in high school or college when a lot of these came out, and maybe even just after college. And so, I don't know, brought up a lot of cool memories for me. I definitely knew most of these songs as well, but it was a different era, but I definitely heard a lot of these songs over and over again. So, since this is Samer's birthday mix, I will introduce every single track all day. And so, just so we're aware of the format change for today, so let's get into it. Your first choice, pun intended, is Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You know what's so funny? So, I had never seen this music video. I'd love the song, and I'd never seen the music video. Have you seen it?
Okay, my first note, and really my only note on this, is I can't listen to this song without thinking of the music video, because the music video was everywhere when it came out, and it was so wildly entertaining with Christopher Walken dancing throughout the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, that might be an impressive feat. And listeners, if you're in my bucket, let me know if I'm not alone. But I had never seen the music video.
Well, Samer, if you were 55 years old and just like, you don't like, you never really got into YouTube, and it's like, well, okay, that lines up because of his age. I kind of understand that. But I'm a little baffled that you've never come across this music video.
I am too, honestly. I am too. It's a mystery. But you know what? It's never too late. We say that all the time on the show. It's never too late. So I watched the music video because as I was listening to the song, of course, I've been doing research on it, and they talk a lot about the music video. I'm like, oh my God, how have I not seen this music video? Like, Spike Jonze directed with Christopher Walken dancing around a hotel. Like, that sounds amazing. So,
and Samer, just to clarify, you had no concept of this music video? Like, you had never like known this was a very famous music video?
I had no concept of it. I just liked the song as a high schooler.
And, I mean, I guess I can understand in high school. It's just shocking that, like, again, this never just like came across your radar.
Truly,
in some way.
Yeah, I really, yeah, if you are like me, dear listener, please send us an Instagram message at Super Awesome Mix. Let me know that this is your first introduction to the video.
Or if you're like me, and I mean, I'm just kind of shot for the rest of the show now. Like, I can't even come up with words. Please comment on that. Like, how is this possible, right?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know. But yes, great song. You know, music video withstanding. It's really just catchy and has such a great little rhythm to it. So really love it. And also shout out to Bootsy Collins, who is featured on this track too. That's an artist we mentioned, I believe, in our Cincinnati mix for the big game a couple years back. So it's really good.
This is a great song, but yeah, all I could think about was like just the landmark music video. Cause you know, unbeknownst to me at the time, Christopher Walken is a trained dancer. And so, Yeah, Spike Jonze put this together. I think it's one shot, the music video, like just following him through this hotel. It's really a fun music video to check it out. But yeah, great song, great one to start out with, but like I said, did not expect you to go with the, didn't know that there was a good music video with this. Yeah, totally thrown off. All right. So track two, you go with Paper Planes by MIA.
Yes, another favorite of mine. I can't remember if this was high school or college. The lines get kind of blurred because many of years of my youth, as I said, were just spent playing video games. And time doesn't really exist when you just sit in front of a screen for most of your life. So I don't have like a strong memory. Either way, really like this song. And it's kind of funny because I think we've talked about this song before, but it's a very peppy song about really a very violent subject matter. Mm-hmm. So this could go like that could be a mix maybe that we slowly work our way towards, because certainly the other top of mind is like the Foster the People song, Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah.
Which is also like very peppy, but very violent and tragic. I feel like this could go on that mix as like track number two, because, you know, like I'd actually never known, like when she's singing like some I murder is what she's singing and some I let go. Like she's talking about how literally sometimes like, you know, she might choose to murder someone and she might choose to let them go because then they'll be the ones that give the warning that like she's murdering people. Really intense gangster stuff happening in this song that I had no idea about, but it's a great song. I mean, it's so catchy. It's good fun, you know, subject matter.
Yeah. And there's also the gunshot sound effect in there.
Right.
Too.
Of course.
Yeah. But, I remember thinking when this song came out, like, it's just kind of a fun pop song. And then, yeah, I think someone else pointed out to me, they're like, yeah, I think she's talking about killing people. I was like, really? And yeah, sure enough, she is. But you're right. I think that would be a really fun mix of like upbeat songs that are actually either kind of sad or tragic.
Right.
So, yeah, we've definitely talked about this one. We've definitely talked about Pumped Up Kicks. I'm guessing there's probably at least 10 others out there that that fall into that same category. All right. So one that is not going to bring you down. It's not tragic. It's nothing but happiness in a song. Track three, Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott.
Yeah, I love bringing up Missy Elliott's music anytime that I have a chance to. And so this was definitely one on repeat for me as I would like play video games because great bass line, really, really just good, like catchy song. You know, we talk a lot about Missy Elliott's music, how I strongly believe that if she just released, like if she was a new artist this last year and released all the same songs, didn't change a thing, she would be a monster hit still. Like, I just think her music, like, is like across time basically in terms of how genius it was and how good it is, and the lyrics are great, the bass is great, like you know, and as I said, it was definitely a song that I would listen to turned up way up high. And the message is really empowering too. You know, she's just basically saying like, get your freak on, like whatever you're doing, like get your freak on. I think she's even quoted to say like, even if that's like you cleaning your kitchen, like, you know, clean it with gusto. Why not? So I really like that message too. But yeah, she's awesome. And this is a great track from her.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's very, she's got a timeless quality to her in that you can put this on at any party. And even if, you know, younger people don't know the name Missy Elliott, right? They're going to get into this song, right? Just musically, it has that effect on people. And, you know, you're right when you were talking there. I'm surprised she hasn't come out with even just a single or two to kind of, I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there, some producer that work with her and maybe pair her up with Drake or something and just put together just an amazing track now.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. So who knows? But yeah, you're right. She's got so many, if you go back through her catalogs, there's so many songs that are great at any sort of party to put in there or to get you fired up. And this was one of her bigger hits. So great pick there. All right, track four, you've got Busy Child by the Crystal Method.
Yeah, so now we've kind of transitioned into the EDM part of my mix for at least a couple of songs here. So Crystal Method is, I love this album. There are three songs in this album I listen to a lot. It was this one, Trip Like I Do, and Keep Hope Alive. The song here is like, I'm not really sure what they're singing about. Like, I have no idea what the lyrics are. They just keep repeating Get Busy Child. Like, I don't know. And I guess I didn't know, which is actually appropriate because maybe they're also saying like they have no idea what they're singing about. And so that works as a listener too. But I basically just think it's a really great, catchy song. And it's like, kind of trance-like in a way because you can just play this and get lost in it. And I think that was like the quality that I really liked as I would like play certain video games where you kind of just want to, zone in as much as possible and kind of focus on what you're doing. So this is one that I would listen to a lot and have actually brought back into my rotation as I work now because a lot of my work is like coding. And so it's really nice to kind of like zone out to it and focus on what I'm doing with a little nostalgia hit from my past.
It's pretty clear this is a song written for child labor overseas, okay?
A busy child.
It's continually pleading to them to get busy, all right? It puts them in a trance-like state. I mean, this is, I don't know, it's all right there. It's all right there, Samara. I don't know what you're missing about this.
Well, you know what? I guess I didn't know. That's all I can tell you.
That's well done. It's well done. I guess I didn't know. But speaking of not knowing, on title alone, I was like, I don't know what this song is. And then it started and I was like, I've heard this song 1,000 times.
Right.
And so I thought that could be a mix of like, didn't know the title, but familiar with the song. But then I also then thought that would vary wildly depending on who you're making that mix for, right? Because a lot of people, there are super popular songs they know, but have no concept of the title or even the words. And then for others, you'd have to go kind of deeper track. But yeah, this was one that I definitely knew, definitely remembered it once it started, but just on title alone, I was like, not sure about this one. So... but yeah, brought back a lot of good memories for me too. This was definitely, this one and the next one were definitely songs that came up a lot at college parties for me.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
So speaking of that next one, and this one still gets me fired up, so I'm glad you included it on the mix. It is Breathe by Prodigy.
Oh, I know, right? Like it still hits so hard. And this album is great, Fat of the Land. Like I listen to that album kind of like as a no skip album all the time. It's one that I run to a lot. It makes for a really good running album because it's just got really good consistent beats. But this one in particular, I love because, what he's thinking about is like breathe with me. Like it's an invitation to kind of be at his energy level to like, start moving, start dancing, start really feeling something high. But what I also really love is like, especially as a running song, it's just like kind of a reminder, like breathe, like you're doing something hard, especially if you're in a race and in a long one, you reach a point where you just feel exhausted, but you just got to remember the basics. Like you know what you're doing, you've trained for it, like just breathe. And so I take kind of an empowering message from this song, but it's like empowering with like a great, drum and beat, drum and bass line, backdrop to it, which is awesome. But, it's a great song, and I used to play Quake 2 and then Quake 3 a lot to this, which is a lot of fun because it's a very violent video game, and so it deserves it deserves an intense soundtrack, I would say.
Well, I've never gotten into playing video games, so I can't speak to that, but I will say that this song I imagine will get you into a pretty good mindset for doing anything with a lot of energy to it. So yes, whether it's killing people in that game or just working out, right? So I think it's right there. I thought the way you arrange these songs, right, with, Busy Child, then Breathe, I was like, man, I hope the next song is Block, Rock, and Beats by the Chemical Brothers because I feel like...
Oh, I should have done that, yeah.
In that era, that's the three songs. Like, those are... In a genre, that wasn't super popular, I feel like those three songs around the same time all got pretty popular.
Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned Chemical Brothers because I think it was late last night that I was like, oh, man, I totally should have put a Chemical Brothers song on here. So I also arrived at that conclusion.
I was like, let's keep this going. All right. But you change it up. Track six, we've got The Outsider by A Perfect Circle.
Yeah. Now we enter the hard rock phase of this track, which, or this mix, which is basically, you know, takes us almost the whole way home. So A Perfect Circle was on my Desert Island Mix, our very first episode, the song Three Libras. I think I made the joke then, and I stand by it, that A Perfect Circle is like a lighter Tool. Not that much lighter, you know, not necessarily.
This song is not light.
Right. But as we'll get to the Tool song later, like, they're pretty heavy. So this is like, instead of a gallon of I don't know, gold paint, it's a gallon of lead paint. Don't fact check me on which one's heavier. I can't remember the periodic table.
I think both are illegal in most apartment buildings. Whichever one you encounter, just move out. Yeah.
But yeah, so A Perfect Circle, great rock band, you know, same lead singer from Tool, Maynard. And so love these opening guitar strings so much. I also really like the energy, like the anger in this song is great. Like, he's singing from perspective of an outsider looking at someone who's dealing with addiction, which can, you know, unfortunately, like, if you have someone who's an addict in your life, like, it can be very frustrating. It's hard to understand why they're doing what they're doing. So that's what this song subject matter is about. And I just think it comes through in just the music of it, right? Like, it can be something that makes you really angry. I've unfortunately lost someone to addiction, and so I can really relate to that feeling. But in general, why I was listening to it in the past, at least, was it just exudes like this angry kind of energy of you wanting to like just be mad for a little bit. And so a lot of the rest of this mix is like that invitation to allow yourself to feel anger in like hopefully a constructive way, right? Like, we all emotions are valid, but it's just what you do with them that you know, is whether invalid or not. And so I think if you find a constructive way to deal with your anger, like, sometimes that's just putting on headphones, listening to music really loud and just letting it flow. Like, that's kind of how I deal with it. So that's why I put this mix on, or this track on this mix.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, this song, like we said, it's a heavy song, obviously deals with a serious subject matter. I do like the line. I think it's near the end. He says, "What's your hurry? Everyone will have his day to die." And it's such a, I think that's so well written with, like, you know, someone struggling through that or struggling through depression or one of these things. And just kind of this, look, we're all going to die, right? Like, well, why accelerate that, you know, by sort of living that way. And granted, like, those are diseases, right? Like, so I'm not trying to sit here and say that somebody's choosing that, but I can,
right.
I appreciate it from a writing standpoint of the frustration when you're on the outside of that, you know, looking in, that you would just try to plead with someone in any way you can. So I Absolutely. Thought that was really well written, and not something I noticed about this song, you know, 20 years ago when I first heard it.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
All right. Track seven, you've got Live Again by Seven Dust.
Yeah, Seven Dust, I think I put them on a new music mix sometime last year, and the joke was that even they were surprised that they had as many albums as they've had, which is great. I don't listen to a lot of their music, but this was one that was on repeat. It was this song and I think Angel Sun off of the same album that I had had on repeat a whole lot. But, you know, this is in this category of music where I've read the lyrics so many times and I've listened to the song so many times. I'm not entirely certain what he's trying to get across here. However, I really like the line where he sings, "All of your life you've been led to believe you're nothing. So look at yourself and start to live again." And so for me, like, the message I'm taking from this song is like that empowering moment of like, if people have been trying to keep you down, and maybe that's even your own voice in your head, right? It's trying to keep you down. Take a look again and like start to live again. Like, you have that opportunity to turn it around, and you can kind of overcome that voice, whether it's internal or external. So I love the message of this song. Maybe subconsciously, I really like that as I listen to it, but this was definitely just like a great rock song and one that I would love to just turn up and play games to again, or drive around the city and with a, you know, stereo turned up way up loud. So great, great song.
So I don't listen to a lot of Seven Dust. I think you've, like you said, you've brought a couple songs to the mix, and I think with this one, the vocals really stood out to me. And so, you know, I looked it up. LaJon Witherspoon is the lead singer. And, you know, first of all, I'll say metal singers don't get a lot of credit for their vocal ability. And I do think, while yes, it is very like kind of screamy, people might say, the ability to do that day after day or night after night, like, is actually like really hard on the vocal cords. And you have to actually, I think, really kind of manage your vocals really well to be able to do that. So, so that's impressive, right? But I do think just generally, like, he seems like someone who could go like in a totally different direction if he wanted to, sing like a totally different type of music and still pull it off. Like, I feel like his vocals are that strong. So I think that's what really stood out to me when I listened to this one, because I was like, I feel like maybe I can get into more of their music just because, I don't know, his vocals just stand out a little bit more as just a purely talented singer.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I agree. Especially if you listen to the song Angel Sun, it's also softer in that one.
All right, track 8, you've got Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, so now we've entered into a couple of songs of protest rock, which apparently I was really into, not knowing how much I was into protest rock. Because, you know,
by the way,
mean,
for the listeners out there, Samra was 7 years old when this song came out. Okay. So if you think this is some Johnny come lately to the revolution, okay, think again. The man's been there from day one.
I know. And even worse, I had no idea. But it was implanting that seed, I guess. It's like, this is why I'm at every rally. I understand now. No, it's a great, great song. Funny enough, I had always thought the title was Killing in the Name Of, which is what he sings over and over, but it stops at name. And it made me do a double take for the first time in my life. I was like, did I just typo the song title? But no, it's just Killing in the Name. But yeah, great. I mean, you know, we've talked about Rage a lot, and Tom Morello and Zach De La Rocha and all these guys. Amazing protest rock band. I think why I put this one on, and really why it's one of my favorite Rage songs, is the outro of, you know, and I'll clean it up, but basically him just saying, F you, I won't do what you tell me, over and over and over again, can be like another one of those really empowering kind of tracks to turn up and just feel like, yeah, you know what, I'm doing it, I'm going to do it my way, and I believe in myself and all that good stuff. So another one that I would play a lot of video games to, but, and now recently run to, because again, it's like, I think when you're running, there's that fight against your inner monologue that's trying to get you to like stop or slow down. And then that's kind of my retort back to it, is like, I'm not going to do what you tell me. I'm going to keep going. So I love that song for that purpose.
I love that. Yeah, definitely. While you're exercising, kind of fighting that inner voice. That's great. I also laughed when I thought about you being so young, because my son is 7 right now. So I just imagined him walking around yelling, F you, I won't do what you tell me. And I'd be pissed because like I have to deal with it because I'm his dad, but I'd also kind of be like, this is awesome, you know.
Yeah, it's a very conflicting emotions, I'm sure.
Very conflicting. Yeah, it's just one of those moments when you have kids where it would just be like, he's never done that, but I'm just saying, like, I'm just imagining 7-year-old Samer walking around and doing that. So it's like, what if my son was just kind of bopping around yelling that? I'd be like, well,
oh, that's awesome.
Pretty, I mean, he's got good taste, at least. All right, track 9, we've got Aerials by System of a Down.
Yeah, I mean, I had to include System of a Down on here. This is one of my all-time favorite albums, Toxicity. I've talked to Jen about this before, too, where it was like our album of choice on the cross-country meets, like on our bus ride over to the meet. Like, we'd put this on like someone's stereo and just blast it in the bus. Of course, on a CD, and it would skip a lot. You know, all good memories.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, this is probably my favorite System of a Down song. Like, it's so well done. I mean, you talk a lot about like vocal power and kind of talent. Like, Serge has an incredible voice, and I think it really shows up on this track too. There's just a lot of power and depth to his voice, and I think he's perfect as like a metal singer, but then also has this like just, yeah, this really great kind of lead singer voice for really any band, I imagine. But I love the line here, when you lose small mind, you free your life. And I think that is also like just such a great message. Like, lose your, you know, kind of small mind, like open yourself up, like look at the world around you, look at experiences, like kind of lean into it, and like you'll free yourself. There'll be like so much power in that. So it's a great kind of message there. But just, you know, again, loved this album, had it on repeat a lot as a, I wasn't seven when I was listening to these guys, but wasn't maybe that far off, but it's good stuff.
You know, it's funny. These guys have been around seemingly forever, right? And I've heard a lot of their songs. I don't think I ever realized, and I heard it more on this one. You talked about the vocals, and the vocals sound really good, but it was probably the first time I detected a little bit of an accent with some of the words they use. And yeah, that's why I looked it up and realized that they're an Armenian band. And I was like, oh, yeah, that kind of explains it. But,
right,
you know, it's like all these years and all the times I've heard their songs, like I never quite picked up on it until this time. So kind of interesting how, you know, even as many times as you can hear a song, you can pick up something new like that. But you're right. That's his awesome, vocals yeah. are really strong in this one and just generally. And again, not for a band maybe known for vocal power, you know, like I was right. saying with Seven Dust. All right. Track 10, you've got Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Nine Inch Nails. It's funny. Like I listened to this song a lot when I was younger and maybe a couple other of theirs, but I didn't really grow to truly appreciate them until I got older and like was reintroduced to my love of metal. I think Trent Reznor is like a musical genius, like in the, you know, he's also done a lot of recent soundtracks with Atticus Ross. Like The Social Network is probably his strongest one, but he's done plenty of other ones that are just so good. Recently watched Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, which he also did the score for, is excellent soundtrack, like perfect for that film. Very dark stuff, right? Like that's kind of his world that he lives in. And yeah, like this song, you know, is another one of just like pure kind of testosterone rage fuel, turn it up, like listen to the words, set on loud, and one that I would love to listen to, as I played video games and kind of just had all the feels of a young hormonal teenage boy. So really, really great one. And as I said, as I got older, I appreciate a lot more like his music and like what he's done in his career, which has also been very long and continues on.
Well, and I don't even think it's just you. I feel like just in general, Trent Reznor now gets more accolades for being, like you said, a musical genius and just a really strong songwriter. Whereas I remember when Nine Inch Nails first came out, it was just kind of controversy, right? Like right. just from the name of the band to some of the music videos to like, you can't listen to this. Like some radio stations wouldn't play it. So it was more just like, I remember when I was younger, the concept just being that they were just some sort of shock band. It was not right. even like, this isn't even music, right? Like whatever this is. But then you get into some of the music and then you see some of his work over the years to where now Trent Reznor is not necessarily like the shock value guy or the Nine Inch Nails guy. It's like he's kind of his own guy and everyone's just like, right. yeah, this guy's brilliant. So I don't even think that's just you. I think that's just sort of the general perception of him has really been cool to see it evolve, at least from my perspective, because I remember when these guys debuted and, you know, having gone to Catholic schools, it was like, people were like, you can't oh, yeah. listen to Nine Inch Nails. It was like no. Two Live Crew, Nine Inch Nails, it's off the table, of course. So we all listened to it. But I mean, it was one of those things where it went from just all it was just controversy to just like, no, he's just a really good musician. So
sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. You referenced this one earlier, track 11. You've got Enema by Tool.
Yeah, so I think it's actually pronounced Anima, oh. because it has that weird little...
Yeah, like, I did. Yeah, thing. That one was Anima. Yeah, okay.
Anima
by Tool.
Yeah, but it is like a portmanteau of Enema and something else, I think. Animus, I can't remember. But anyway, probably one of the best angry songs that Tool has ever created. You know, like I mentioned earlier, this one is quite literally about wanting to like flush Los Angeles into the ocean, you know, and he even sings like, if you want something better to do, learn how to swim, because you're going to need to learn how to swim once it falls into the ocean. And, you know, like the opening verses, like literally some say the end is near, some say we'll see Armageddon soon. Certainly hope we will. I could use a vacation from the BS three ring circus sideshow. And it just goes on like that. So if you've ever, you know, if you've got something in your life that you're just like kind of angry at, and you just want it to be flushed away and have Mother Nature take care of it. Like, this could be a cathartic song to listen to, you know, whether it's like a bad relationship or you hate your job or whatever the case may be. I think you can kind of apply the energy of the song towards that. That's how I'm going to twist this one in terms of making it, like, again, constructive anger, like just make a plan then to leave your job and find something you love. Anyway, I love Tool. Saw them in concert a couple years ago, and it was great. And I've been listening to them ever since. But this is probably one of my favorites of theirs, and one that I had on repeat a whole lot.
And not surprising, the LA Tourism Board continues to use "I Love LA" rather than this one to promote their city.
You know, I wonder, like, do they play this when they tour in Los Angeles? Like, they must, right?
They must. There's probably plenty of LA residents who are like, he's right. He's spot on. Most paying likely. Way too much for this one bedroom apartment. Yeah. I also thought it was funny. You mentioned Learn to Swim, and he says it so many times. I was like, you know, I wonder how many people went out and was like, you know what? I really do need to take swim lessons. Okay.
I can set that. Yeah.
He says it so much that I'm like, yeah, that had to have been driven home in somebody who's like, yeah, I should learn to swim.
I really need to. Yeah. It's been years. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's a useful tool. All right. Track 12. Let's finish it off strong and appropriately enough with In the End by Linkin Park.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love this album. Like, Hybrid Theory. Easily one of my favorite albums, like a top 10 album. It's a no skip album for sure. I had to put this one as the last song in the mix because, obviously, as you mentioned, it's called In the End. I'm not clear on what, I mean, I think they're singing about basically like a relationship that kind of falls apart. And then in the end, it like doesn't matter. Like, you get all stressed and whatever, but in the end it ended. And so you kind of walk away, which could be like a little bit of a downer message, but I'd like to also think of it as like, you know, sometimes you might be a little too in something. And so it's like kind of to get you that perspective of like, in the end, maybe it doesn't matter as much as you think it does. Like, maybe like you learn the lesson and now you're going to move on and grow from it. So that's what I would like to end the mix on, is like that kind of hopeful note. But again, I just love, love, love Linkin Park. And I listen to them so much. And it's funny because they were definitely another band where I kind of ignored them for 10 or 15 years. And then in the last couple of years, especially if we've been doing this podcast, like got back into them and have just been listening to them over and over again since. So this one and Meteora are two of my all-time favorite albums from them. And they're on repeat frequently, especially for if you want a good running album.
No, I totally agree on kind of revisiting this band, because I don't think I really appreciated... Well, first of all, this sort of rock rap style was kind of that era in the early 2000s. You had a few different bands doing it that way. But I think Chester Bennington's vocals just really like was the difference maker for Linkin Park, right? Even though a lot of bands had hits, they were able to kind of last the test of time. And obviously he passed away in 2017, but you know, up until that point, like, and what makes these songs, I think, you know, continue to endure is really just how good a vocalist he is. And I think when I go back, I don't think at the time when I heard these songs, I really appreciated it. They were just songs that were on the radio all the time. But now going back, it's like, man, that was really good stuff on his part. And, you know, really was a difference maker, which is why, like, you can listen to this and it's very listenable, where something like, you know, Limp Bizkit is not something you want to revisit, right? But both were kind of really popular in the same time.
Yeah. No, I tried to do that actually, and I was not successful. I got like 1 minute into a song and I was like, nope.
Can't do it. Yeah. I don't think, and it's just because, you know, vocally, like, Fred Durst just really isn't there. Can do the rap part, but the part where you got to kind of break it down a little bit and really sing, I don't think it's there for him.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Sammer. Okay, thank you for bringing another great birthday mix to the show.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to start working on my next years from now, I think, because this one took me a little while.
Just add one track a month and you'll be there, you know, before you know it, right?
That's a great plan, yeah.
All right. Well, Sammer's going to work on that mix. We've got plenty of other mixes to work on. We've got another new music mix coming up for you in a couple of weeks. So we will work on that. And so for Sammer, this is Matt. And we'll talk to you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.